for any Little League organization or any Little League player, watching the Little League World Series in Williamsport is an annual event for all of us, all the kids and the parents. It's appointment TV for Little League players. And, you know, to ultimately have the opportunity to advance there and compete against what will be the best Little League teams from across the world is really quite an experience.
How important is your league to your neighborhood? You've mentioned it a few times there. How important is the Jackie Robinson West Baseball League to your neighborhood?
I think it's very important. The league has been, I think it's become an institution in the neighborhood. The obvious thing that it does is it gives young people, we start as early as 4 years old with T-ball, up to 18 years old. It gives young people an outlet to compete, to be teammates, to experience wins and losses. It gives them the opportunity. One thing that's a concern now is just physical activity, just the kids being active. It gives them the opportunity to be active. So that's the obvious thing that it does. But I think the point that a lot of people miss is it gives the adults an opportunity to participate in something where they can be where they can be valuable. A lot of times people want to do things, but it's just so hard for an individual. You know, what can I do? What can I do to change some things, or what can I do to impact lives? But I think if there's an organization in place where a dad can come out on weekends, or a mom can come out and work in the concession stands, or a grandparent can come out and be the scorekeeper. I think if there's an organization in place, it gives individuals a chance. I'm talking about adults now. It gives adults a chance to come out and actually volunteer their time. Everybody's working. Everybody has kids. Everybody has a busy, busy schedule. And collectively, I think the league allows adults an outlet where they can make an impact also.
We're speaking with Bill Haley, the director of the Jackie Robinson West Little League in Chicago. So talk to me about what this experience is like now for your team as they begin the tournament play.
But last year, we were actually in a similar position. We were in the Great Lakes Championship game, played Michigan, where one more victory would have had us at the Little League World Series last year, and we lost that game. So our manager from last year is back, and we have three kids returning. So the kids kind of set a really ambitious goal of, we're going to get back to that spot at the Great Lakes Championship game, and we're going to kind of break through. We're going to break through that ceiling and go on to Williamsport. And then I think they set that goal for themselves, you know, really, really early in the season, like March or April. And, you know, to kind of retrace those same steps that we did last year and get through is really been a rewarding experience. So it's been really rewarding.
How much pressure is on these kids? I mean, you've said it a few times, they're 10 and 12-year-olds, and now they find themselves on national television, you know, playing in front of crowds in Williamsport that probably they haven't experienced before. This has got to be overwhelming for a lot of these kids.
Well, the overwhelming part happens off the field. They're going through security checks, and, you know, teams from all around the world, Czechoslovakia, Japan, as well as eight teams from throughout the U.S. So for that, for a lot of the kids, that part of it will be an eye-opener. They've already been away from home. This is their 12th straight day away from home, and it's probably going to be another 10, 11 days. That part of it could be overwhelming for the kids, just that angle. But on the field, there's nothing that will intimidate them. There's nothing that will make them nervous. There's nothing that will make them question themselves on the field. Once we get to the game Thursday, the kids are going to be fine. They've played with each other and against each other since the sandbox days. So I'm just going to, you know, just kind of go through the process. I'll be there tomorrow. The coaches are there with them now. But once we get to the game on Thursday, I don't know if they'll win or lose, but there's nothing that's going to make them waver on the field.
You've kind of beat me to the punch. I understand you may be a little biased here, but what do you think your team's chances are in the tournament?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's 16 teams from across the entire world. There are 8 teams from across the entire United States. So you never know. I mean, you're playing, and it's not like an invitational tournament, or it's not like the type of tournament where you can pay a fee and go join. You have to advance. There's about 5 or 6 different steps, local, state level. So everyone there is we're the best from the Great Lakes. So someone's going to be the best from the Southwest. Someone's going to be best from the Mid-Atlantic. So these are the best, I mean, literally in the world. So, you know, I don't know what the other teams are like, but like I say, on the field, our kids will not be intimidated. They won't be nervous on the field. Things will happen. They'll make errors, or, you know, things will happen. Kids will strike out, but it won't be because of, you know, just the stage is too big for them. The stage will not be too big.
Bill Haley, thanks so much for your time.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for having me.